We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So Melissa, there was an outbreak that happened in the town of Eden within the last 48 hours, according to the town of Eden website and the Erie County Department of Health. Can you tell us what you know about, I guess, where this originated from and I guess how you guys first found out about this outbreak?
Sure. So yesterday we had a resident call who's been monitoring our numbers on the Erie County COVID map to ask about it. We were not aware of it at that point. So my assistant obviously reached out to me, and I reached out to Maria White, the deputy county executive's office. Maria got back to me, the deputy county executive got back to me, and kind of gave me the information on the situation. So, it is true. We had 38 cases, confirmed within the last 48 hours or the last 48 hours from yesterday. It is derived from one source. And so it's identified from one individual who's infected the 38 people. They realized pretty quickly that there was a cluster situation. They worked with the New York State Department of Health to do a expedited testing and results for the COVID testing. And they were able to identify the 38 individuals and complete contact tracing on those 38 individuals.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we know, okay, that it was one person who infected then 38 people, or they were all associated with each other that way because it came from a single source. But do we know where this source originated from?
They do. I am not aware of that information. And they will not give out that information, as that is their practice. And we are a small town, and if they identify the source, it will be well known, and that violates that person's health protection.
Gotcha. So, I mean, you've been comforted to say that, you know, there's not a high risk of the community at large being infected with coronavirus from this group. You know, did they give you any indication as to why, or was it just the health department saying, yeah, it's going to be low risk?
They believe that they have done the majority of their contact tracing, and they are very confident that the risk to our public in the town of Eden and beyond Erie County is very low. Obviously, again, to this particular situation, the risk in general for COVID is high everywhere. And that I think the message here needs to be that our residents, Erie County residents, New York State residents, the United States of America residents need to understand that this pandemic has not gone away, that you need to practice social distancing, you need to continue to wear your masks, and you need to continue to wash your hands. And that the message here should be, yes, one individual can affect 38. And if they had not identified this source, isolated and quarantined those, that those 38 could have affected another 38 and then another 38 and so on. And of course, that's why we're dealing with a pandemic. So I am confident in what they're telling me, that they do believe they've identified all related sources. We've had lots of phone calls this morning from our residents, from our business owners. Of course, there are rumors out there. And of course, I can't confirm any of those because I don't have the source myself. But I can say that they are very confident that the contact tracing has been completed. I'm sure it's ongoing if somebody was to get sick within those identified people. Of course, that's how it works. But they do feel at this point, everybody is isolated or quarantined. And I have confidence that that is true.
How glad were you that the one resident that was looking at all the numbers and, you know, looked at all the data and saw that the spike in cases happened in Eden, how glad were you that they reached out to you so that we can get a little bit more clarity on what's going on in the community?
Oh, of course. You know, I think residents need to be on top of this. I mean, we were watching the numbers daily, of course, March through May. Our numbers have been fairly low. We were at 34 last week, 37, I think, right before this particular outbreak. I mean, that literally doubled our numbers. And so, I'm very relieved that somebody brought this to our attention so that I could get information and get an understanding to my community that they are safe. If they have not been contacted, they should rest assured that they are not going to most likely catch COVID from this particular individual. But what I really want to stress is that they could contact it in other ways from other people if they're not practicing safe social distancing. And I can say that I did confirm it is not our two nursing homes, because we do have two nursing homes within our community, and that it was not an irresponsible social setting. So those are the two things that I do know.
Oh, then I guess for a lot of people, then they'd be wondering, all right, where could this have come from? And I know you don't know the actual example, but I mean, could you speculate at all on what it potentially could have been? Because if it wasn't a social setting and it wasn't at a nursing home, could it have been at a grocery store? Could it have been at a restaurant? I mean, do you have any indication as to what it could have been from?
Well, it's certainly not my job to speculate. I'm here to give out facts and information that I have. My biggest concern at one point when I first learned of this, that it was one of our two nursing homes, because we have emergency services that quite often go into these buildings. And so I was luckily able to find out the information that it was not. Speculation, doesn't really help. And so if it was a grocery store, if it was one of those, I would assume that the contact tracing would have been much more detailed. And the county assured me that if they were not able to identify every individual that these 38 had come into contact, they would have released the information from the source. But they are very confident that the 38 were able to give their accurate contacts. And so they did not have to take that. And the example they gave us was the Zion Baptist Church last month, where there were so many events that took place over the certain amount of days that this individual became infected that they could not complete an accurate contact tracing and therefore had to release the source. They are confident that that is not the case in Eden.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.